Recorded Books presents Audrey L. and Audrey W. Best Friends-ish by Carter Higgins, narrated by Evan Hartso. Ms. Fincastle's Little Chickens. Dear Room 19, October has been a stupendous month, hasn't it? We got not one, but two new friends in Room 19. And only one was an actual second grader. We had some magnificent adventures together, don't you think? I definitely do. These stories were some of my favorite things that happened in Room 19 this month. Read them in the bathtub. Read them to a tree. Stay up past your bedtime and read them with a flashlight. Just be careful if you read them in the car, okay? Remember what happened to Diego in the back row of the bus on the way to our whale-watching trip? Please use your common sense. Here's one more giant shout-out to you. Thanks, little chickens, for all of your hard work in making Room 19 the best neighborhood around. We'll switch jobs in November. Line leader, Wesley. Librarian, Lena. Paper passer-outers and collectors, Bettina and Vaughn. Most responsible scientist, Diego. Plant waterer, Goldie. Assistant coaches, Sonia and Charlie. Mini Ms. Fincastle, Kadir. Computer technician, Mimi. Street sweeper, George. Newscaster, Jamie. Caboose, Sage. Recycling boss, Henley. Litterbug, William. Postal clerk, Isabella. Welcome ambassador, Audrey. Love, Ms. Fincastle. P.S. Have you seen my glasses? Chapter 1. At the beginning of the school year, Audrey had been super duper duper sure that second grade would be twice as fun as first. She was ready. She'd remembered the best parts from first grade, like snack time and the sunny yellow paint on the door and Diego's jokes that sometimes made her snort. Surely second grade would have all of those things, plus better, cooler, older things. Second graders even got to put on a whole play with costumes and everything. But second grade was not that great yet. It definitely had all kinds of new things. New things like grades on spelling tests, and Coach Mallory's contests in PE, and Mr. Francis's music stars. New things mattered this year, like who had the coolest sneakers, or whose paintings the teacher hung on the filing cabinet. New things mattered like who was who. And Room 19 was full of characters, like Mimi. One time, she stole a piece of printer paper when nobody was looking and called it a fluffy, wuffy bunny lost in a snowstorm. She had seen the actual Mona Lisa all the way across the ocean in France, so she called herself an artiste. Is that what artistes do? It seemed like cheating to Audrey. It was just a piece of paper. But Ms. Fincastle oohed and aahed and asked Mimi to autograph it, and then she hung it right at the tip top of her filing cabinet with three magnets shaped like little frogs. And whose drawing was somewhere in the middle, dangling from one plain silver magnet? Audrey's. It was a rainbow made of only pink and purple and blue, with one cloud on either side. But each cloud was actually a face, Ms. Fincastle on one side, Audrey on the other. Mimi had said those clouds made no sense and were all wrong, and Audrey must never have paid attention in science, because rainbows don't look like that. Ms. Fincastle had called it stupendous and said Audrey was a true creative talent. Except she still hung it underneath Mimi's. So, Mimi was the best at being an artiste. Bettina was the best at putting up with Mimi. She'd listen when Mimi bossed her around and told her where to sit and when to stand and what to do. Mimi and Bettina together made the best friend.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?